And so I ended up contracting COVID-19 myself in October. My wife came home with it. She got sick. Before I knew it, got sick. It got into my lungs. I was in approved protocols. I quickly got into a protocol. It's hard, but I was able to find a protocol. I was on hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, a nutraceutical bundle per the protocol. I later on needed steroids because of lung involvement. But I wanted to show America that you could get COVID-19 and have some medical problems, which I do, and be able to get through it without being hospitalized. So on treatment day 6, illness day 8, beautiful sunny day in Dallas, Texas, I went out far away from anybody else and I went jogging. And I was really short of breath. I'll tell you, I'm a pretty strong runner. I was short of breath because of the COVID involvement in my lungs. But I ran all the way to a park. I made a video in the park. And then I made it all the way home. And I had fun with it. In fact, I played that Eminem music that said the recovery video. If any of you watch Eminem, and it said, "I'm not afraid." And I just, videoed myself. I said, "I'm not afraid of COVID-19. And that video was struck down. And then ultimately had to get restored. Now, wait a minute. YouTube is playing a role here, in addition to all the other stakeholders, in suppressing any early treatment. In fact, the early treatment doctors started to become scrubbed from Twitter, from YouTube, from social media. And then ultimately YouTube came out with a very clear message. They said, listen, we are only going to have information that is in line with the CDC, NIH, and FDA, which say do nothing. And everything else is going to be considered misleading. And we're making the judgment. It's our call on what's misleading and what's not. But if it's pretty easy to be in line with the CDC, NIH, and FDA because they say to do nothing. So if the social media platform is to do nothing for early treatment and suppress early treatment, which it is, the major media is to suppress early treatment,